Good morning, everyone. It's 10 o'clock. Today, for our musical showcase, we are going to have a sing-along with Janet Jennings, and she is in the building, so we are happy. And you know what? Why don't you, if you feel like it, come a little closer, then, because this is going to be a sing-along, and Janet's going to be talking about the hymnal, This Far by Faith. I'll let her explain more about that. Catch your breath. But we're going to sing, so seriously, stand up, come in, think about, you know, first five notes. You don't need to be shy. Guarantee this is going to warm you up after a cold, snowy morning. And so, Jen, do you want to stand up for sure? And I get a little bit of a good direction.
Yeah, so just get this prepared just for now. I'm just going to do a short history, just a little.
If you want, let me give you one. It's your own course. So, while you're here, make sure you get this hymnal in your hand. It's maroon versus grandeur. I'm not sure what the color is, but it's slightly different.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Janet Jennings, I'm the class of 17 from Gustavus, and I'm now the assistant director of the diversity center. I thought it'd be Chad and I talked, and he asked me to come and talk to you and fellowship with you, and so I thought an appropriate theme would be This Far by Faith hymnal. It was created in 1999. It had been in the works for ELCA for a really long time because they realized that a large chunk of the ELCA, so even Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, was a part of the African-American, of African-American descent, and so they wanted to create something that would also make them feel welcome in the church. Let's see, so after they made this hymnal, then the Episcopalian Church, the Catholic Church, and the Methodist Church created their own versions of this, well, like of this kind of hymnal, so that's kind of taking steps towards inclusion, especially because the Lutheran faith is so grounded in the Swedish and German and, you know, roots, which is amazing, but not as inclusive. So the book has about has like same groups of like songs such as like Pentecost and Easter, things like that, but it also has themes like struggle and faith and hope. And so we'll kind of see, I picked six hymnals for Chad to play with us, and so we're going to sing those, and you'll kind of see those common themes that come from like Negro spirituals that kept slaves hopeful, that kept slaves going, that kept slaves in community with each other, and although they were forced into this religion of Christianity, they made the best out of it, and it became an anchor for them, and so you'll see that with a lot of these songs. So, why don't we start? Chad, do you want me to say the numbers, or do you have them?
I do have the numbers.
Perfect.
So, are we going to go in order that you...
Yeah.
All right. So, we're going to start with 102. And Janet, should we do the entire minute? Should we just sing everything, or what's,
yeah,
what's your plan?
We've got time, and then I'll just have a small wrap-up. So, I think
sure. So 102, which is There's a Sweet, Sweet Spirit in This Place.
So just stand up. That's cool. A large part of these songs is not necessarily call and response, but there's a lot of space to ad lib and just like add your own kind of harmonies. So if it's too high, all you altos out there and basses, there's a lot of room to like find your own harmony.
Thank you.
250.
Thank you.
share this experience with you, and it's easy to be like, oh yeah, like